BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. If I do say so myself, a most excellent bumbleo. One of our listeners has a problem with non-famouses on Instagram. Someone's been doing weird train announcements again. And the hilarious Alice Levine on Real or No Real. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. All right, Chris.
All right.
So sorry I didn't come and watch the England match with you last night.
I was a little disappointed in you, actually.
It's just that only because I had plans last night, otherwise I would have been there.
Yeah, I thought you were lying as well. I thought you were making it up. I was like, this is a weird excuse to make up. Because normally when you give me an excuse, it's, you know, something far less boring.
Yeah, no, I just had to have a boring evening because I'm going to Dundee this evening.
Yeah.
And I'm in Scotland about three times this week.
Right,
so
okay.
Just needed a bit of time to myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's bit of alone time.
It's a shame, though, because you know how much I love going and watch the football with you.
But, so were you in a sports bar?
I was in a sports bar, yeah. Yeah. Well, again, you know, we'll try again another time.
And was it your, was the normal mates, Chango the Beast?
No, it wasn't this time, actually. I'll tell you who I went with.
No Dosser?
No Dosser on this one, actually, because I had to, well, actually, I kept them away, because you know how I like, well, no, because I
separate,
was...
Separate circles of friends,
well,
is
no,
it?
Well, no, I was going for a drink with our dear friend Kevin McHale, of course, who's on Glee. And I do Virtually Famous with him here. And so we went for a sort of long overdue drink, which you were invited to.
Yeah. Well, no, I did see him briefly, but then I had to. Yeah. I did have to go.
But, I mean, you can understand why I kept Dosser and Chango the Beast and all those away.
So how did the normal Watford friends feel that they've been replaced by some famous people?
No, that's not the case at all. It was a one-off. It was a one-off.
Things have changed, though, haven't they?
Yeah, but you know some of the things that have happened when those guys have been involved, and it's just not worth it.
No.
And it's tricky because I don't think Americans would understand it.
Not with an American TV star, absolutely not. I actually hear you, yeah.
If anything, it helps you out, really, because you would have found it all a bit embarrassing, really, if I showed you up.
Yeah, you can't bring Corner Man to that, can you?
No.
Keep them all separate. Who won?
England.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I know what you mean, Chris. It is quite Made in Chelsea, isn't it, that?
No, hang on. I did say also it was a tune. I love that song.
No, but I can imagine it, you know, like after someone's had a big argument and they're just walking along like Chelsea Harbour thinking, yeah, staring at space.
Bitty's packing her bags.
Yeah, Bitty's moving out.
Because of love problems.
Yeah, with Lovelock.
Joe Poo.
That was Coasts, Oceans on BBC Radio 1. I'm in a really stupid mood today.
Yeah, same.
Why. I like it, though. It's Bumbleo Wednesday and all. That's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Gemma's on the way to Gatwick at the moment. Her and her fiancé, Ashley, currently... I said fiancé. Fiancé, Ashley, on their way to Gatwick to fly out to Turkey for their wedding. And also someone that's requesting an early Bumbleo today because she's doing an online course. That's Lou in Preston. And she wants a kind of pre-boost lift. In the form of Bumbleo.
Sounds extreme.
It does.
So what are we doing? What time are we bumbleoing today?
Oh, I don't know. I don't like to do it too early because then there's nothing to look forward to in life, is there?
So what are we saying? 2:30-ish.
That'll do. Hey, if you want to watch Greg James playing Innuendo Bingo, it's on the Radio 1 channel on YouTube. So good yesterday. Always like it when Greg plays. And some excellent clips from you lot as well. Now, we're going to Emmerdale on ITV. Business is going very well for Bernice, and I can understand why.
Hi.
Quiet morning?
Yeah, just popping into town. Need to get some milk. I like to offer my clients a complimentary cup of my honeybush.
Yep, that's the one that did it.
There we go.
And you know, when Bernice offers a honeybush, you can't turn that down. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. Search for it. Greg James, Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Got the first of my Scottish Freshers gigs tonight.
Oh, exciting.
Hello, Dundee.
Yes, that'll be a good one.
So I'll see you later if you're going to Dundee Uni and you're coming down tonight. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Sophie.
Hey, Sophie. What's occurring?
So, you know, on your show, you've spoken about, like, funny train conductors before. I was on my way back from Reading on Friday and I heard, I think, the funniest one I've ever heard.
Oh, so this is the announcers when they try and jazz it up a bit. They don't just do the normal announcements, they kind of put a bit of personality into it as well.
Yeah, I had this on the train a while ago and I really wanted to record it, but I kept missing it. You know when you try and record something on your phone, you only catch the last couple of words? It was really annoying because this guy was like, he was really going for it. It was like he was auditioning for a stand-up comedy show.
I was on a an airline that rhymes with PeasyJet recently on the way to Zante, and I also had quite a sassy...
Did you?
Steward, yeah, making all the announcements on the tannoy. Loved the microphone so much. Mm. What's your Sophie?
Okay, so the train conductor says, it was a late night train, bear in mind, says, for those of you going out in Reading tonight and are planning to get home, you might want to listen as trains between Reading and Twyford aren't running later on. Now, I saw some of you looking lovely and glamorous as you got on the train, so I'm sure you will have plenty of offers for places to stay. And for those of you without any amorous offers, you might want to speak to someone at Reading Station to discuss your options to get back.
Why do they have to do it? Just do the announcement. Don't need to do the funny stuff.
I like it. Also, how did you tell me that then, word for word?
Because I hadn't recorded the message, so I just wrote it down because I thought it was hilarious.
You wrote it down?
You wrote it down so you could tell us.
Yeah, basically.
I like it that even on a late night train from Reading, you're always thinking of us.
Always.
And that's why I encourage people to email me, you see. But I'm really liking that you wrote it down.
Well, you know, I thought you wanted, you know, accurate words.
Mm. I mean, he really did bring the sass by the sounds of it. Was it a he, sorry?
Yeah, it was a he.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be saying that, can you? Some of you are looking a little bit amorous out there.
No, I think as long as you get the message across, you can do whatever you want.
Can you?
Yeah, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I don't know whether I've played this before, but I've definitely shown this to you before, Chris. There's an announcement on a plane in America somewhere, and it's one of my fave things on YouTube. Now, this guy has got proper sass for cabin crew.
So is this, what is this? A safety announcement or announcement mid-flight or...
Just doing standard announcements before they fly.
Okay.
Ready for this, Sophie?
Okay, ready.
This out-sasses your train guard, no doubt.
Now, in the event you haven't been in an automobile since 1960, flight attendants still have to show you how to fasten a seatbelt. So to fasten a seatbelt, you do this. To unfasten the seatbelt, you do that. And that seatbelt needs to be low and tight across your hips, just like the hot pink Speedo I'm going to be wearing when I finally get the three of us to a hotel hot tub tonight.
That's so good.
That's amazing.
When I finally get the three of us to a hotel hot tub tonight.
Do they write this in advance? How does it work?
I don't know. It's almost too good to not be written. He goes on.
Now, folks, if you don't like the jokes of the service today, there is six ways out of this airplane. You feel free to use them. That is two forward exit doors, two overwing window exits, and two rear exit doors. The signs on the ceiling and the disco lights on the floor shall lead you to these exits.
So good.
So sassy.
I reckon he does that speech every time, though, so he just knows it off by heart.
Okay, it's the same comedy routine.
Yeah.
It's like a professional stand-up comedian. It's the same thing in different towns, right?
Absolutely.
I've got one of these as well, and it's from on a train, and it's just where the train driver's decided to, I don't know, he just kind of goes off on one a little bit. He doesn't need to. Funny, though.
All right, should I play this?
Yeah.
First-class facilities are available for the use of first-class ticket and pass holders only. And if you have a railcard discounted ticket, please check that you have your railcard with you, that it's not in your other bag, your other coat. You left it on the bedside table. Your friend's got it. Or any other excuse.
You can hear as well, it's just recorded on people's phones, you can hear them laughing.
Yeah. I really want to catch one of them myself.
If anyone else has had one of these quite sassy announcements recently, then please let me know. Good one though, Sophie. Thanks for getting in touch.
That's all right.
If it happens again, try and record it.
I will, next time.
Send it to me.
I'll be on it.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have mentioned before, haven't we, the in-flight attendant wrapping the safety briefing on Southwest Airlines. That is a good one. Didn't Danny Dyer do the London Underground announcements for a while
as well? He did, yeah. In fact, there was a couple of actors. I think Brian Blessed as well did it. I think that rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah. And Laura says something about the flight attendant has him rolling in the aisles on YouTube.
Yes.
We mentioned that one before as well, didn't we?
Yeah, this was really big at the time. It was, I mean, it was about a year ago, and it was a lady doing the safety announcement on a plane. But it was really clearly pre-prepared.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to try and find the guy that was on my airline that rhymes with PeasyJet recently, because the guy flying to Zante, he could be a comedian, I'm telling you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
We've got Bumble Air Wednesday coming up, I think just after 2:30. So get your requests in for what you want in the gap today. You know there's a big gap between the T's and the actual full-bodied Bumbleo. Let me know what you want. 81199. Someone called Gravy on Twitter says, please can I have Chris saying that Bohemian Rhapsody is a mess in the Bumbleo gap, please? I don't think that's ever going to go away, mate.
I said it's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant song.
But when it was first released.
Yeah, they must have thought, blimey, it's a mess. Honestly, I think people have got this wrong with what I meant by it.
We said Bohemian Rhapsody, like one of our greatest songs ever, is a mess. They're getting away from that, isn't there? Rachel's been on. Rachel's literally just tweeted like 30 minutes ago, just listen to the podcast. Why are you listening to the podcast when the show's actually on, please? Anyway, she says, I can't believe Chris says Bohemian Rhapsody is a mess. he said that when it was first released, to be honest, if you played that to someone, who like, if you were Freddie Mercury, you'd be like, right, here's my new song. You played that to someone else, you'd be like, okay then.
It was because we were playing the Macklemore song, weren't we?
Which is also a mess.
Which is a mess.
But brilliant.
No, not this as well. It's a great song.
Anyway, moving on. That's what he wants in the gap. And Danielle in Bolton says, when you did the Who game last Friday, that was back on last Friday, when the contestant heard Duck Sauce, Barbara Streisand, can we have that in the gap today, please? Any other requests, bits from the show, whatever you want, 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills here. How are you doing, all right? Excitement is building for Tom Daly playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. It's going to be a wet one. He's used to a wet, though.
Yeah. There's been a big demand for this because for so long we've wanted Tom Daly to do bingo, haven't we?
Yeah.
And it's good that it's finally happened.
And everyone's like, oh, can you get him to take his clothes off? No, I mean, how tacky? Absolutely not.
Keep it classy, eh?
Let's keep this show classy as it always is, yeah? Like, no skins tomorrow for Tom. How bored would you be? Like, he's never in clothes. Seriously, let him wear clothes for once in his life. When was the last time you saw him in clothes? You don't.
True that.
Tom Daly, of course, who is no stranger to being on Innuendo Bingo himself, featured in many of the clips. Like this one from Tom Daly Goes Global.
This goes over your head. Tell me when it's too tight.
I'd rather be too tight than too loose.
1:45 tomorrow for Tom Daly Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills Daily.
Have you checked out Kel Spellman's show on a Sunday afternoon yet?
Yeah, it's great, especially the last hour.
Amazing music, and they're all number ones. Mm. So that's Sunday, 4 till 7 with Kel Spellman. He replaced the chart. It sounds good though, really good on a Sunday afternoon. Just like the perfect things to put on if you're doing your homework, or if you're driving back with the family somewhere. Mm. Loads of good number ones in the last hour. Also, if you go to BBC iPlayer and search the number one show at the moment, it's visual as well. You'll be able to see it. If you want to know everything that's going on in the world of number ones, like number one thing in movies, number one thing in gaming and entertainment, and of course, music, you'll find out what the number ones are. Kel Spellman, the number one show. Search for it on BBC iPlayer.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is a nice message. Where's Bumbleo, you mess?
Yeah.
Okay, then here it is.
Amor de compraventa.
Yes.
Amor del pasado.
Spanish.
Duck Sauce, Barbra Streisand.
My right hand is very well exercised.
I accept ring.
You
See, I know it's a very old song, but everyone knows it. But Bohemian Rhapsody was a mess.
Oh, yes. What a gap.
I accept ring.
Come on then, where are you?
Where are you?
81199. We do this every Wednesday to tell people that it's Wednesday and that it's not long to go in the working week before the weekend. James the window cleaner from Rushton in Northamptonshire says this is a much needed bumbaleo today. Bumbaleoing with maximum effort is James in Peterborough. Can't say that one, but Rod the plumber in Hull, hi. Some of them are so rude. Emily Jane, bumbaloing on the way home from work. Jamie and the Basingstoke Belt Boys, bumbaloing their stuff off while working. Go on, pigs.
Come on.
Shake it. It doesn't get any less ridiculous, does it?
No, it's good, though.
It's Wednesday, isn't it? Surprisingly popular, isn't it, still? James bumbaloing in his tractor in the West Midlands. Ross the tree surgeon having a cheeky bumbaloo in Huddersfield. Having it on the digger is Jake. Matt in his tractor in Devon loved the gap today, one of the best. And Jenny from Leighton Buzzard bumbaloing while doing her spreadsheets. Bumbaleo.
So many people, Mel. Sam in Huddersfield on the M62 there.
Jason, the tennis coach from Wolvo. Bumbaloing in Crete, naked on the balcony. That's Robbo. Hello, Robbo.
40 of those.
And one more time. Bumbaloo's going straight in my basket, says Jason, the delivery driver in Columpton. I'm Daisy, and my boyfriend is going crazy in the car. That's Max. Sam from Colchester's off to Cancun in Mexico to get married. Mike and Joe, bumbaloing in Cambridge. Some of the students coming to Freshers at Dundee tonight. I'll see you there. Andrew in Swaffham, Tom in Newcastle, and Paul and Adam in Mid Wales.
I'll see.
Daily. Hello.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Hello there. Who's that?
It's Christian ringing from Sunderland.
Hi, Christian from Sunderland. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon.
You sound like a bailiff or something and you're after Mills. Like, what's he done? Yeah, you sound well serious. What's he done?
Well, yeah, what have I done?
All right. Well, I was going to come around and get your telly, Chris.
You're not really here to collect our belongings, are you?
No.
Okay. Well, if you're not a bailiff, what do you want?
Right, I'm getting really annoyed at people at the minute who are on Instagram and they're going by the official or real and then their name.
Oh,
and
no, but that's me. That's what I do.
The real Scott Mills, I am here to rant. But obviously, it's not people like you. It's people who aren't famous and they've got the real or official before their Instagram name.
To be fair, I only did the real because someone had already taken Scott Mills.
Yeah, I noticed there was a lot of Scott Millses, but you are the real Scott Mills.
Yeah,
so
I am.
Who are the other Scott Mills? Are they the unreal Scott Mills? Should they change their name to the unreal Scott Mills?
Okay, right. So is your beef with me, or is it someone else?
It's not with you. I've got friends I follow on Instagram, and their name is the official, and then their name, and that really, really bugs me.
Okay, but it's fine if it's like the official David Beckham.
The official, yeah, I think you've got to have over 100,000 followers to get away with the official.
I mean, I do get what you're saying, because why do they need to be official?
Yeah, how can you be the real someone when there's like...
When you're no one. Real, yeah, that's what you're saying, basically.
So also, there's people, celebrities, who actually don't even go by their own name. There's Drake, who's Champagne Papi. There's the new classic, Iggy Azalea. And the native tiger, which is Megan Fox.
Right, so you're saying that they should be the official Iggy Azalea?
They could be the real Iggy Azalea, the official Iggy Azalea, yeah.
Instagram's tricky, isn't it? Because when you search for someone on Instagram, let's say you want to tag them in, it comes up with loads and loads of options. So I never know which one it is. Mm. So, Scott, that's occasionally. I've tagged you as the wrong Scott Mills.
Oh, but and it's actually a DJ in Texas.
Yeah, it's some random.
There is one in Texas called Scott Mills.
Is there?
Mm.
Yeah, there's a lad who I've seen on Twitter who is... @ Chris Stark, you know, the ideal Twitter name that you'd get.
Mm.
And I had a little look on there recently, and he replies to loads of people that have obviously put us in right. And there was one really bad time, which was, do you remember when we did the World Cup commentary, alternative commentary for the BBC?
Yes, I do.
And we got a fair amount of abuse for that at times.
Yeah.
He received a lot of it.
I quite like it, though, because it's like the wrong person getting all the abuse that's meant for you.
Yeah, and especially if you don't really know us two that well, you're naturally going to tag in the full name just as one Twitter thing, because you're not going to spend that long searching for it anyway. So it's quite good. He's like a filter.
Yeah, because you're actually DJ Chris Stark, aren't you?
I am on Instagram, yes, because there's because Chris Stark's been taken elsewhere.
Right. But you can't get that name, so you've got to put DJ.
Yeah,
you could be the real Chris Stark.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, but I didn't feel I'm famous enough to be able to say real.
Okay, this is it. So, Christian, let me ask you this. Do you think Chris is famous enough to be able to be the real or the official Chris Stark?
I definitely think that needs to be changed this afternoon.
Really?
Oh, so it's a yes, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Honestly, Scott started on Instagram before I did, and I saw he had to put real Scott Mills. It came to me, this is the truth of it now, I can't believe we're talking about this. It came to me then thinking, well, I better set up an Instagram then. Mm. And I was thinking, oh, I can't do my name, I can't put a full stop in between, do an underscore, I've got to put something.
Yeah, what about an XOXO at either end, Chris?
What, off of MSN?
Yeah, off MSN. But that's another one. MSN also, you had an alter ego name, or you had a horrible name you set up like 14 years ago, which you really regret now.
Mm. Sexy Leg 69.
Yeah.
That wasn't mine.
No, that's what I was going to do. Yeah. I was thinking about that for the Instagram. If we're going to go through the old school thing, just put a 69 on the end of it.
Yeah, why was it 69?
I don't know. Right. I don't know. It's just something we all did.
It's quite a statement, isn't it? The real Chris Stark.
Yeah, so what we're... Right, so
can
let
you
me
change it today?
So let's get this clear. Christian, you think I can change it to real, and Scott, you're saying definitely not.
Yeah, I think it's a definite the real Chris Stark rather than DJ Chris Stark.
Look at Mills' face. No, you think no.
Just might make you look like a bit of a salad.
Yeah, but okay for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you reach a certain level, do you know what I mean?
This is fascinating.
Right, it's been really good to speak to you, Christian.
It's been great to speak to you too, Scott. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ben Howard off of Essex is having a terrible problem on Instagram at the moment. Just people confusing him. It's the same as John Lewis on Twitter. He's got 10,000 followers, though. Just a bloke.
I love that he's just kept the name for it, though.
Yeah, why would you not? Hi, it's John Lewis here, the shop. Can we have our Twitter, please? Absolutely not. No, I'm John Lewis, thanks.
Legend.
I really like it. And shout out to ChunkyMonkey69, who is listening there. I love the old MSN names. Just don't understand why 69 was always at the end.
Mm.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bake Off tonight, Mills.
Yes!
I'm hoping for a return to form with the show, though, because last week for me, I watched it and I thought, do you know what? I'm not as excited about this one. It was Peter's, as they like to call them. Peter Week.
Peter's.
One Peter of the Week. Rounds. They're making Peters.
Also, I kind of only saw a bit of it. Did I spot a Swiss roll?
Yeah. It was. Do you know what?
It's weird.
Like, I thought the cakes at the end of that. I reckon I could do better.
Was it? Was it sugar free or something?
Yeah. It was. Mm. Yeah. But they did a whole round on Peters, and it was pathetic watching Paul Hollywood there just banging what he called Peters on the side of the desk. They're going, yeah, it's got a good envelope. Mm. There was nothing to say. It's not like they were drawing designs on them or anything.
What is it tonight? Doesn't he do like a little teaser on his Twitter?
Yes, he does. So every day that the Bake Off is on, so once a week, he does one of these tweets which sort of hypes everyone up ready for the big one.
What is it?
Today, morning, it's Bake Off Day and Pastry Week. My technical challenge has a Cypriot flavour.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely. I mean, I did, my first reaction was, is that one? But then very quickly moved on because Pastry Week is one of my favourites.
And a flavour from Cyprus there, a Cypriot flavour.
So I'm hoping for a return to form.
Mm. I'm hoping for a cataclacker again.
It would be lovely if you did a cladacacker,
wouldn't it?
That's
not Cyprus though, is it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I need to give massive props to weather forecaster Liam Dutton on Channel 4 News. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I've heard about this. Is this the really long place name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So absolutely impressed everybody watching by taking on the challenge of the longest place name in the UK and absolutely smashed it. So many people commenting on the Channel 4 News Facebook page going, smashed it, mate. Check this out. doesn't even break into a sweat.
Now today we had a big contrast in temperature across the UK, just 12 degrees over coastal parts of eastern England with cloudy skies, but in the sunshine in northwest Wales at RAF Mona, just up the road from Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyll Gogerychwyn Drobwll, Llantysilio Gogogoch, the temperature got to 21 Celsius at 70 in Fahrenheit.
I'm sorry, but that is incredible.
Like a boss.
Like an absolute boss. Now I've got that here for you now, Chris.
No, no, no.
I want to have a little go.
No, do you know what? I'd rather do this justice. In fact, why don't we pass this over to Chris Smith with the news, who can really
That was nicely swerved.
Do you know what
it?
I mean? Because it needs someone official.
Just
to,
have a little
go.
Now, and I'm going to do a little apology beforehand to everyone listening in Wales.
No, because I'd rather spend. He clearly spent some time practicing.
Okay, here we go.
Plan by the push Gwyngyll Gogerychwyn Drobwll, Llantysilio Gogogoch.
Not even hard.
I think it's an error if I do it, because I know what you'll do. You'll play it out in the next Bumbleo gap.
Just have a little go.
Lancashire, Fen, England, go.
Same.
Plan by the push Gwyngyll Gogerychwyn Drobwll, Llantysilio Gogogoch.
Didn't really put your heart and soul into it like Liam did you?
As I said, but pass on to Chris Smith with the news.
Oh, right, okay.
We'll take that on.
Nicely passed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Alice Levine.
Oh, hello.
What a nice surprise.
I know, just thought I'd pop in.
Where have you been?
I'm really sorry I wasn't here last week. I was on my jollies. I was in New York.
Oh, darling.
I know, darling.
I've been following your adventures, of course, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because you are the master of taking pictures of food, I've noticed.
I do love a picture of food, which I know a lot of people hate.
No, I don't mind it.
No, I love it.
Also, because you have pictures of the lushest food.
Although, New York was very much all the bagels, all the pizzas, all the tacos.
Mac and cheese. That was my favourite picture of yours. I stared at that for a while.
The mac and cheese has gone down very well. And do you know what? That was at the airport. That wasn't even posh. Yeah. It was actually quite horrible, but it looked great.
And here's real or no real.
In the 12th century, couples who didn't argue for a year would be rewarded with bacon.
Okay, that's a lovely idea, isn't it?
I'll do most things if rewarded with bacon.
Yeah, I've heard.
So if you didn't argue...
No, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that.
If you don't argue for a whole year with your partner, some bloke comes up and delivers like a whole load of Danish.
We would never be bringing in the bacon, me and my other half.
How do you, as a couple, not argue for a whole year?
That's what
year?
I'm saying. Me and my other half would not be okay with that.
Really?
You sometimes have to have a little squabble.
Yeah, I think you do, actually, yeah. Keeps it interesting.
Especially about, like, really...
It's not a soap opera. You do it just for the drama. You do it for the content, almost.
You totally do it for radio
entertains
content.
You.
Well, have an argument.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
It's tricky to do a whole year without an argument.
But, Chris, would you agree that sometimes it's great to have an argument?
I find it clears the air quite nicely. Mm.
Scott disagrees.
No.
I disagree to cause an argument.
Here's the thing. The great thing about arguing is making up.
Ugh.
No, again, I don't
gross.
Mean, like, no, thanks, I just mean it's a
thanks
nice...
for that image.
Oh God!
In the 12th century, did couples who didn't argue for a year get rewarded with bacon?
I think that's actually probably quite a good thing and a good incentive, and also bacon back in the day probably actually worth quite a lot of money. So I'm going to say real.
Yes, meat was a currency back then. I think this is. I think this is real.
That one is real.
And next,
experimental artist FKA Twigs will perform in the Live Lounge tomorrow wearing a giant plant pot.
Sure.
She's quite avant-garde. So far, the outfits in the Live Lounge, got to say, been pretty awful, haven't they? No, I mean, there's been nothing that's sort of, nothing exciting to note.
I should note that Chris has sat here in a bejewelled onesie. Oh, wait, you're not. So who are you to judge, huh? Yeah.
Well, I don't have to be the fashionista to judge fashion.
But Chris, the Live Lounge is all about the music.
Yeah, okay. I get that. I get that.
It's paired back, yeah?
I mean, you can watch it, but like, it's supposed to be about the music.
Yes, so what I'm saying is...
It's trying to cause an argument for the drama.
Yeah, you are. Turn up on a plant pot. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're not interested in the music, you'll want to watch that, won't you?
Okay. Well, you're saying that you want the outfits to be a bit more jazzy in the Live Lounge month?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, well, FK of Twigs, if this is true, we'll jazz it up tomorrow because she'll be wearing a giant plant pot, real or no real.
It's quite gaga, isn't it?
Hmm.
With the plant pot, is it just the pot or is there soil in it as well?
Soil.
So she's going to represent...
And like a cactus, is there an
flower.
Actual plant in it?
She's going to represent the plant.
Okay. Well, it'd be amazing to water her, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
So I think, no, this is surely ridiculous. Why would you turn up in the Live Lounge in a plant pot? No real.
I think this is even a bit far for old Twiggy. So I'm going to say, Twiggy.
Twigs, got it.
I'm still going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Good.
Are we 100% sure she's not wearing a plant pot tomorrow?
We're 100% sure, but I can tell you she is in the live lounge from 10 a.m. with Clara and Fo tomorrow. And finally...
Now, on their fourth world tour, One Direction's Harry Styles has started telling off parents who don't take part in the gig.
It is the kind of thing that he would do.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is he kind of a bit ratty?
No. Because,
well, I think they must be a bit tired, but actually... And I've spoken to Louis Tomlinson about this before. You do get, obviously, all the girls in the audience, but then you will get the mums and dads as well. And he says, sometimes there's nothing more demoralising than looking out and seeing the girls going crazy for it, and the dads just stood there.
Or on their Palm Pilots.
Yeah, on their Palm Pilots, or just dead behind the eyes.
Mm.
Like, if you're looking out on stage to that, it must be a bit upsetting sometimes.
But yeah. As the dad, how are you feeling as the dad? Yeah. My dad would just wait in the car park, I think. I don't think he'd come in.
No.
But that's it. Generally as well, a lot of those dads will have paid the money for the tickets.
Oh,
they
yeah.
will really resent One
that's
Direction.
A stinger.
And they're having a horrible time.
Yes.
I mean, they are not enjoying that One Direction gig.
Do you think there should be a dad pen? So, like, they kind of sit to the side and maybe a curtained round.
Like a creche?
Yeah, in reverse.
For dads?
Yeah. So then the boys don't have to look out... at their faces, their stony faces.
Yeah.
And maybe in that pen they could, like, I don't know, have some, like, newspapers. And
put,
like...
the football on.
Yes, yeah.
That's a good idea because, actually, it must be quite demoralising if you're in One Direction and you see them dads with a look on their face of horror.
There's an amazing picture of a dad at a One Direction gig and he's got his fingers in his ears and his eyes are closed and he looks like he's just hanging on. It will be over soon.
Only 8 more songs to go.
So is this real or no real? Harry Styles told off parents because they're not taking part in the gig.
Well, he recently corrected someone's grammar on a poster, so it sounds like the kind of thing he'd do. I'm going to say
this is
real.
Sounds like we could be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that probably in like a jovial, jokey way, like, come on, dads, stop being so boring. I don't know why I'm making Harry Styles like a red coat from Butlins. But anyway, I think that is real.
Real.
That one's real.
Yes.
He did tell a bored dad off because there's obviously they'd be like, put your hands in the air. And the dad didn't. So he's like, oi, put your hands in the air.
I said, put your
dad,
hands in the air.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
Well, we both answered exactly the same the whole time. So it's a draw. It's 30 all.
So you have to pick the winner, Scott.
You're always my winner, Alice.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are all of Wednesday's best bits of the show. Don't forget, if you miss us live, get this podcast and you hear all the best bits of the show without the musics. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, playing Innuendo Bingo, Tom Daly.